dun, 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 dun.
You know, I kind of got distracted by that part.
I know. It's like, I thought, just when you think they're about ready to done, they just do it again. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, it's a good tune.
Yeah.
Had a lot of, you know, going on there.
I like it.
Yeah, I would have kicked my leg up there to do the, you know, the air guitar thing, but I probably would have smashed my toe on the keyboard and threw stuff everywhere.
Which would be entertaining for me, but...
Yeah, but then we'd be in a scramble to try to push every button back to where it was. All right, so with that said, where are we going now, man?
Now we're going to go to Save All Your Love by Great White.
Okay, that's...
Oh, huh? And this is the Music with Kara Hour.
Oh, yeah, the Music with Kara Hour. We almost forgot that. It's a good thing you remember, because I didn't remember. I was just getting ready to push some buttons.
Yeah.
So, anyway, here we go. Save All Your Love by Great White. Hey, that sounded like a radio voice, didn't it?
Yeah.
Save All Your Love, baby, with Great White. You're listening to the Music with Kara Hour. Dun, 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 dun. What do you think? Never again? All right, here we go.
In the
right, so there's a deal going on in the chat room about the mystery song today. I think I got this one here. It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I always try to pick something that's like, you know, not a whole lot of people know the band or the quality of the musician or, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's the mystery song.
Yeah.
You gotta make it tough.
But prior to all that, when we were playing it, everybody, all they had to do was look up at the player because it had the doggone name and the band number on it. I was wondering how they keep doing that so quick.
I know. I was like, man, they just know all the songs.
All right, but we situated that, I believe, so I think we got this. And Angeline said, if so, there is always Google. All right, better be ready to Google this one, because it'd be a tough one at the end of the show. Anyway, where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Time Is Mine by Tony Iommi and Phil Anselmo.
Time Is Mine. Is that like time travel kind of time now? Okay, I guess we'll have to listen to the lyrics to find out. Or like Angeline said, there's always Google. Google it!
We'll be right back. I really didn't catch all the lyrics, but it was a good tune.
Yeah.
So he could have been talking to like smack about us, you know, Karen Shazes or crazy looking cross-eyed junkies, and we wouldn't even know it. We was just jamming down to it, yeah.
But it sounded cool while they were doing it.
Yeah, so there you go.
Take the good with the bad.
Yeah. All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Tomorrow's World by Ugly Kid Joe.
Yeah, and we already had this conversation. Why? Was this guy an ugly kid or something?
Nope.
Why'd they call him Ugly Kid Joe?
I don't know.
And you said that like, nope. Really? Did you really like Ugly Kid Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, Carol liked an ugly kid. I wasn't necessarily ugly as a child. I might have been goofy looking, and I did kind of dress funny, and you said your mama dressed you funny. Or she let you dress yourself funny.
Yeah, and I looked back in pictures, and I was like, why would you ever let me wear that in public?
Yeah, and one of the haircuts got you boys' toys at the Happy Meal section.
Yep.
Ain't that rude?
I mean, I like the boys' toys better normally, but it would be nice to be offered a girl's toy since you're a girl.
Yeah. Man, they weren't politically correct back then, were they? Here, have a boy toy, dude. What? I ain't no dude. All right, so Ugly Kid Joe, Tomorrow's World, 1995. Was he singing this in 1995?
Yeah.
So he's talking about today's world.
Huh?
It says Tomorrow's World.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I guess so.
But he was singing at night. Let's only see what if his predictions came true.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Googled it trying to figure out what the song meaning according to people is. I guess it's left up for interpretation and all that.
Yeah. Whatever you want it to be about.
Yeah. Well, it says hope in tomorrow's world and, you know, all about love and eternal and all that. So that's not a bad... I don't know. Anyway, but this next one here, ugh.
Yes.
Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie.
Yep.
I saw the movie The Day of the Living Dead, and that lady was nasty. It's like disgusting. I mean, like, I think about it, ugh. And, well, in her defense, she probably wasn't necessarily as bad as some of the zombies that were in that movie. You know, the ones running around eating brains. Of course, she ate brains, too, but, you know, I don't think she's going to get a date anytime soon.
Aww.
No, if they're going to eat somebody's brains.
Well.
You ain't going to eat nobody's brains, are you?
Well.
Well, that's not the answer that I was looking for. Oh, my gosh. Well, I got to save my brains, folks. I didn't care as good that eye like they had in the zombie movie.
I have not had breakfast.
If you start saying brains, I'm running. All right, don't eat my brains. I need them. I got at least 2 brain cells left, and I need to retain those. All right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl. Ugh.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Ah!
I'm going to be invisible during the apocalypse because I hear a lot of people talking about eating legs and arms. Well, you got two of them.
Yeah.
No. No.
I'll take, or are you right-handed? I'll take the left arm.
No. That's disgusting. Yeah, so like this next song you got going on here, what is this?
Oh, Stay Out of My Dreams by Typo Negative.
Yeah, well, stay out of my dreams if you're going to be saying brains and more brains and stuff like that.
I'm just trying to keep it interesting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, all right. Like I said, I'm going to be invisible during the apocalypse. You guys, all you'll see, look out here, see a tree, and that's it.
I'm going to be hiding in the trees. I'm going to be up there eating leaves and watching out.
Well, see, if you can eat leaves, then you don't need to eat nobody's leg or their brains.
I like meat.
That's just... All right, everybody, hide from Kara during the apocalypse. You're not trustworthy. Yeah, I'm gonna be like invisible with an iron suit. And I did mention putting pepper spray on there, but she said it could be like Tabasco.
I mean, if you're desperate.
Well. All right, don't get ate on the apocalypse. All right, Stay Out of My Dreams, Typo Negative. crazy stuff. So it looks like we're back. I don't know what happened. We just had a crash, Kara.
Is it on? Are we on?
Yeah, we're back.
Okay, we're back.
You're back listening to Music with Kara Hour. We're about to splice this podcast together. All right, so what was we listening to? I forgot.
It was Stay Out of My Dreams by Typo Negative.
All right, so where are we going now?
Well,
if you can find it, it's all the way down the bottom. Here, I'll get you there quick. There.
Okay. Well, now we're going to go to Show Me Your Soul by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Show Me Your Soul.
I know I played it on the first one I ever did, but I was really feeling it today, so.
Yeah? Well, we just had an episode, so hopefully we can get this solved. Here we go.
So insane, I don't think it's very strange for me to be in love with you. I wanna know more than your brain. Into my life you were injected, not something that I expected. Now I smile from your affection. We have made a soul connection. Just for who does your bell toll? Don't be cold, show me a soul.
Sentimental gentlemen are not afraid to show.
My friend need not be kneeling. Open up and stop revealing. Trust in me, my heart is all I need to see. Show me your soul.
Sentimental gentlemen are not afraid to show you where I am. You, you're my best friend. Show me your soul.
testing. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Looks and like we're ready.
Yeah, we're doing good. Let's hope it just stays that way.
Yeah.
That was crazy. It was after that comment we made about getting raided by the government.
Yeah.
Don't shut us off again. All right, so now where are we going?
Now we're going to do Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter by Iron Maiden.
I got some serious reservations about bringing your daughter to the slaughter. That just sounds bad.
Well, yeah, it does sound bad, but at least you'd have some good music playing in the background.
So if they're playing this song while you get took to the slaughter... Wait a second, are you being slaughtered, or are you just going to somebody else's slaughter, or what?
Or are we the slaughterers?
I don't know. I don't want to be the slaughteree or the slaughterer. Either way, don't bring your daughter to the slaughter. Why would you want to go? You know, because you wouldn't know if you was the slaughteree or the slaughterer.
Well, I don't know.
So you're going to, like, take a gamble?
Yeah, I guess. It doesn't sound like a good one, but...
I would suggest just stay home. Watch it on TV. What do you think?
Oh, that sounds gross.
So if you wouldn't take your daughter to a chain gang fight, why would you take her to the slaughter?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll, you know, there's that couch thing you can lay down there, and they ask you, like, so how was your childhood?
Therapy.
Yeah. Okay. I'll need therapy after that's all done. I ain't taking my daughter to the slaughter. All right. So what's this next one here?
The next one is the last one before the mystery song.
All right.
And it's Bringing On the Heartbreak by Def Leppard.
Bringing On the Heartbreak. That came after taking your daughter to the slaughter. Now you're all bummed out because your daughter got slaughtered.
Well, maybe she did the slaughtering.
Oh, well, that'd be bumming you out, too, because now you know your daughter's an axe murderer.
Yeah.
If that's what they used. I'm just guessing because, you know, we did talk about the zombie apocalypse earlier. I'm gonna be so invisible during the zombie apocalypse. You won't even know I'm around. You all like, where did he go? And I ain't saying.
That'll just be like, if I don't see you as a zombie, I know you're alive somewhere, and that means I need to hunt you so that I have something to eat.
Oh. So. Well, I'm gonna put tinfoil over my brain so you can't smell it. All right, here we go. Bringing On the Heartbreak, Def Leppard.
Broken rose with laughing eyes.
time y'all been waiting for. It's the time for the mystery song. This ought to be a tough one. I'm thinking it's a tough one. I don't think anybody's going to guess it, but I could be surprised. I have been before. But if you guess the name of the band and the name of the song, then you win an all-expense trip paid vacation or trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Yeah. So anyway, get your thinking caps on, and you've been listening to Music with Kara Hour. Don't worry, the podcast will be up intact in one piece, even though we had a little bit of a crash, but it's okay. So stay tuned. Peace and love. Here's the mystery song.
Keep on dreaming, so we can.